With renewed confidence, Carl sets off in search of Ira and Julie and Darren. He uses his powers to sense their location, following the faint energy signature of the boat as it hurtles through the storm. As he approaches the boat, Carl sees that it's being battered by the storm, its wooden hull creaking and groaning under the pressure. Ira's connection to the forest is faltering, her magic weakening with each passing moment. Carl knows he has to act fast. He uses his powers to amplify Ira's magic, channeling the energy of the forest into a blast of pure power that propels the boat forward. The storm rages on, but the boat begins to gain speed, racing through the turbulent air like a wooden bullet. As they near the heart of the storm, Carl sees Julie and Darren clinging to each other, their faces set in determination. He knows he has to get them out of there before it's too late. The boat hurtles through the storm. Carl uses his powers to guide it towards a clearing in the distance. The wind howls and lightning crackles around them, but Carl's magic holds strong, shielding them from the worst of the storm. Ira's connection to the forest is faltering, her magic weakening with each passing moment. But Carl knows he can't give up, he has to keep her going until they reach safety. As they approach the clearing, Carl sees that it's surrounded by a ring of mushrooms, their caps glowing with an ethereal light. He uses his powers to amplify Ira's magic once more, channeling the energy of the forest into a blast of pure power that propels the boat forward. The storm rages on, but the boat begins to slow down as they enter the clearing. Carl knows he has to act fast. If they don't get out of there now, the storm will consume them. Ira's eyes flicker open, her gaze locking onto Carl's with a hint of desperation. "Carl, help me," she whispers, her voice barely audible over the howling wind. Carl nods, his face set in determination. "I'm trying, Ira, just hold on," as he says this. Darren looks up at him, his eyes filled with a sudden spark of inspiration. "Wait," he yells above the storm, pointing towards the mushrooms surrounding them. "You can use your combending to bend reality itself and get us out of here." Carl exclaims, his eyes lighting up with understanding. Darren nods, his face set in determination. He takes a deep breath, focusing his thoughts as he begins to bend the fabric of reality. The air around him seems to ripple and distort, as if reality itself is bending to his will. As Darren continues to bend reality, the air around them begins to distort and ripple, like a pond disturbed by a stone. The storm rages on, but Carl uses his powers to amplify Ira's magic once more, channeling the energy of the forest into a blast of pure power that propels the boat forward. Ira's eyes lock onto Darren with newfound determination. Now she yells above the storm, her voice like thunder. Bend it, Darren nods, his face set in concentration. He takes a deep breath, and as he exhales, reality itself seems to bend around them. The boat lurches forward, picking up speed as they hurtle towards safety. As they emerge from the clearing, the storm begins to dissipate, its power spent. Ira's connection to the forest is restored, her magic surging back to life. She looks at Carl with a hint of gratitude before turning to Darren. "Well done," she says, her voice like music. "You've saved us all," but as they approach the shore, Ira's eyes begin to flutter closed. Her body begins to glow with an otherworldly light, and her magic surges once more. In a flash of insight, Carl realizes what's happening. "Ira!" "No," he yells, but it's too late. With a final burst of energy, Ira transforms into a giant chicken. "Yes, you read that right," she turns into a giant chicken, complete with feathers, beak, and clucking sounds. The group stares in shock as the giant chicken Ira waddles off into the forest, leaving them to wonder if they just hallucinated the entire ordeal. As they watch her go, Carl can't help but laugh. "Well, that was a first," he says, shaking his head. Dan looks at him with a mixture of confusion and relief. "I guess we're not going back to school now," Carl grins. "I don't think so." They watch Ira waddle off into the forest. Carl turns to Darren with a serious expression. "Dude, you need to practice your combending skills," he says, his voice low and urgent. "We can't rely on Ira to save us every time." Darren nods, his face set in determination. He takes a deep breath, focusing his thoughts as he begins to bend reality once more. The air around him distorts and ripples, like a pond disturbed by a stone. The forest floor begins to warp and writhe, as if reality itself is bending to Darren's will. But just as it seems he's got the hang of it, a Terminator bursts out of nowhere, its eyes glowing red in the dark. "Hasta la vista, baby," it says, its voice like a chainsaw. "I'll be back, and I won't leave without you." Darren's eyes widen as the Terminator charges towards him, its metal body glinting in the moonlight. Carl grabs Darren's arm, his grip like a vice. "Dude, you gotta come bend us out of here now," Darren nods, his face set in determination. He takes a deep breath, and with a burst of energy, he bends reality once more. The world around them distorts and ripples, like a pond disturbed by a stone. The Terminator's metal body begins to warp and writhe, as if reality itself is bending to Darren's will. And then, in a flash of insight, they find themselves back at school, the Terminator nowhere to be seen. Darren looks up at Carl with a mixture of confusion and relief. "Did that just happen?" Carl grins. "Yeah. Dude, you're getting the hang of it," Darren nods, his face set in determination. "I'm gonna practice every day until I can come bend us out of any situation," Carl laughs. That's the spirit, bro.